Rats are being blamed for a food crisis in India. A ministry stresses the harsh reality of HIV/AIDS for children. And one Christian agency is answering the leadership call on World AIDS Day. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A famine-like situation in India is being caused by a rat infestation. Bamboo flowering season brings out the rats by the millions to feast on the flowers, but they've also wiped out the rice harvest. Bibles for the World's Rochunga Padidi, who's from the region, says thousands of people are affected by this phenomenon.
The most seriously affected are right now 5,800 families who are on the verge of starvation. These are all Christians, and then when they reported to the Hindu government, they simply do not respond because the Hindus worship rat as one of their gods.
The situation's forcing Bibles for the World to provide relief.
We're going to need about 10,000 bags of rice every month to keep them alive. $45 every month will buy a bag of rice, and then $545 will supply enough rice for the family for a whole year.
The situation's desperate. Your help will be a witness to Hindus in the region, but will also sustain a missionary-sending community. Meanwhile, tomorrow is World AIDS Day. 33 million people around the world have it. Today, hundreds of Christians are in Lake Forest, California for Purpose Driven Ministries Global Summit for AIDS in the Church. World Vision's Ann Peterson says the summit is a call for Christians to be involved. It's needed based on new research they just finished.
1 in 3 people still don't really know very much about the global AIDS crisis, but that those who do feel like we should be doing more, and especially if they have any personal connection.
6,000 children are orphaned every day because of it. She says Christians must get involved.
The church is the foundation. It's linked to their values and their behaviors, and the world can't address and win this war without people of faith getting actively involved, and that call to leadership is happening at this conference.
As they help in Jesus' name, many turn to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Food for the Hungry's Ben Homan says the reality of AIDS for children is hard to deny when
you walk through AIDS-affected communities in Africa, as I have, and you see the local furniture store offering coffins the size that only children can fit in.
If just one family member dies from the disease, the stigma affects everyone.
That can limit opportunities for the child to go to school. It can prevent a family from supporting themselves and getting jobs. It becomes a systemic disaster.
Homan says brokenness is the starting point of the gospel and a starting point for evangelism.
When you look at HIV/AIDS and you look at the devastation that it brings, it creates very real, very tragic brokenness. In that, there is an opportunity for hope to shine, even in the midst of darkness.
And the theme for World AIDS Day is leadership. Leadership must be demonstrated in order to get ahead of the disease. International AIDS Milton Amayan says one area where they're making strides is in getting clean water to people living with HIV/AIDS.
Clean water is needed to prevent infection, which is a major component of the illness, especially for those who are not on antiretroviral therapy. And international aid also does equipment, provision of supplies, and education on AIDS prevention.
Through their response, they're always mindful of sharing the living water, too.
People living with HIV are the margins of society. Just the mere fact that our partners in the field are reaching out to them is already a demonstration of God's love. And often there is a necessity for these individuals to receive a message of hope.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be sent daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill out your email address at the bottom, and we'll send you free mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.